This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we got a returning guest. He was back on the show in February the 7th, 2018. We're talking no other than APCO Energy, Inc., trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ABCE. Their margins are getting better. 2018 first quarter was $522,000 compared to $212,000 of the first quarter, 2017. Here to talk about his company is the president of the company, Charles O'Dowd. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Everett. Appreciate your giving me a call.
You know, you had a good quarter the first quarter compared to 2017 first quarter, and the margins were a lot better too.
Yes, things are good. We're really happy. It's you know, with all the things been going on, it's been tough keeping our margins and our market share. But our sales were up. Our sales now are actually a little over 150% of what they were this time last year.
Well, let's talk about sales and the public attitude. How do you think that the attitude towards solar is, and the situation in your market area? Is solar being encouraged by local and state government, or is it being discouraged?
Well, you know, the public loves solar. The public in Tucson, because we have so much sunshine, and of course, that goes without saying, but is the public just loves it. We had 700 applications to one of our largest local utility here in the month of May for solar. Now, that's not my company, but the companies, all the companies are doing business with that utility. So that's a lot of applications in a small town for 1 month. There is, of course, resistance at the utility level, but I think that's something that's a phenomenon that's happening all over the country. People are still very much encouraged. We're still getting good cooperation with the city and county governments as far as permit processing and that type of stuff. So we're happy with it.
You know, there's been a lot of talk, and now it's actually come to fruition about the tariffs that Trump is trying to implement. How has the 30% tariff affected the cost of going solar? And what about other tariffs such as steel, aluminum, and other products that you guys might be able to use?
Well, that's a really good question. So far, we have seen a negligible effect of it. And the reason that it has been so low is that the 30% is on the manufacturing level. So if the tariff at 30% is at the manufacturing level, by the time you get through with all of the adders that come through the distributors and the wholesalers and then through the retailers, the net effect is about 5%. The steel tariff has yet to be seen in the form of carport erection and the aluminum that we use. But as far as the solar panel tariff, the net effect hasn't been that great, especially in light of, you know, the dropping solar prices. So we've been able to absorb that. And it was a little bit of a Chicken Little for a while, but we got through it.
You know, I want to talk about sales, especially this quarter, the one that I just mentioned earlier, compared to previous reporting periods. But before we do that, I was doing some homework on your company, and if you would maybe shed some light on your new parking shade. I think you guys did a $307,000 project, and also you guys are starting to get into a thin film commercial project in Tucson.
Yeah, we were really happy with both of those. We have one that was a large parking structure, which we erected to about 150 feet long for parking of company trucks. For a large pool service company here in Tucson. And then in addition to that, we built a canopy as an extension to their building, which was 40 feet by 50 feet, to provide shade to their patio area where they have a demonstration of some of their product that had been getting beat up in the sun. And so what we were able to do was to build this canopy and cover the canopy with solar, and it really adds beautifully to the building and is very effective from a practical standpoint. Both of those projects were really one project, and they're really a sight to behold. As far as the thin film is concerned, we use the Mia Soleil product for a standing seam building for a community church, and that is a great product. It's peel and stick, so the labor factor is absorbed in the cost, slightly higher cost of the panel, but there's also very little, there's no racking component, and it's very fast. So it's designed to be set down between standing seams on a standing seam roof, and operates at 285 watts. Very pretty. It's a demonstration of it is on our website.
You know, getting back to your sales, I think that sales was up over 160%, and your margins got a lot better. How is that?
Well, you know, we've been able to hold our margins because of the fact that we have very good customer reviews, and we are also available to do the extra mile stuff. And I know that sounds a little bit trite, but we're talking about doing panel upgrades for people whose electrical service is perhaps not as hefty as it should be, coating on roofs for people who might have a problem with their roof prior to the installation, adding those extra mile services. We also are able to, our sales are good because our market is hot, literally, and people are looking to offset their air conditioning. So this is a good time of the year for us.
You've been listening to Charles O'Dowd. He is the president of APCO Energy. They trade on the OTC markets. Take a look at them. I think they're undervalued here at 0.002.5 cents. 0.0023 tenths of a cent, excuse me. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ABCE. You know, there's been a lot of talk. I'm sure you're no stranger to, and I'd be remiss not to ask about the 800-pound gorilla in the room about toxic debt. You guys had a little bit of toxic debt from your experience. What's the best strategy for dealing with, you know, those guys are being just using ungodly interest rates for lenders like you guys? I just thought maybe you might want to shed some light on that.
Well, unfortunately, we started this business in the beginning of a recession, 2008, and we kind of charged into it knowing that we were going to have a difficulty financing it, but also with a commitment to the fact that we would only extend ourselves personally to a certain degree. But banks weren't lending, and banks are still not lending. So where are they putting their money? How are they making their giant returns? It's through funneling their cash through these toxic lenders. The key to that is to manage it as well as you can. The toxic debt itself, which is the convertible debentures,
right?
Those really, you only can manage those well when your stock is moving up. And because of the fact that we've had kind of a lull in our stock price, the toxic has hurt us a little bit in the outstanding shares. However, we've got ourselves out of a lot of that stuff, and we've tried to manage it. And even though we know that we're going to get burnt on the interest rate and the points, we try to keep them in control and try to keep a friendly working relationship, because they are, unfortunately, a necessary evil.
Right.
If the banks would start to lend, we wouldn't have to deal with them. But then the banks can't get the return from the individuals that they can get when they go through these usurious lenders.
Charles, let me ask you this. If I'm sitting at home and I'm listening to this interview, why should I go out there and buy your stock? I'm wanting to make a solar play. Why your stock?
Tenacity, the fact that we are on the up swing. As I said, our sales are up by over 150%. Sales are reported a little differently than booked revenue, but that is because we have a terrific staff. In our market, we're local, we add value, and we have tremendous reviews if someone looks at our review sites, because we do things that keep customers coming back and referring their friends.
I'm going to tell my listeners, take a look at APCO Energy. You know, if you want to get into the solar play, in which I think that we're just at the first or second inning of a nine-inning ball game, you might want to take a look at APCO Energy. Very undervalued here at 0.0023. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ABCE. Charles, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Well, you know, Everett, I'm hardly a person to miss an opportunity to self-promote. So everyone should run out there and own their own power.
Well said.
Thank you again, Everett, for calling, and thank you for giving me radio time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.